Good Tuesday morning to you, and thank you for choosing Quad Cities NPR, WVIK. This is Jim O'Hara with news at 9:04. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker isn't sounding too upset about a U.S. Supreme Court opinion guaranteeing Donald Trump's place on the ballot. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
A unanimous court ruling Monday ends constitutional challenges to Trump's candidacy in Illinois and two other states. Justices said only Congress can remove a presidential candidate from the ballot for violating a constitutional ban on insurrectionists later seeking public office, not states. But Pritzker sees a silver lining.
We're going to win here in Illinois and beat Donald Trump. And I think I said yesterday or the day before, I think it will help Democrats that he's on the ballot.
The decision makes moot a Cook County judge's decision to remove Trump from the ballot based on his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This is Dave McKinney.
In sports tonight, in men's college basketball, the Illini play at Purdue. In hockey, the Blackhawks play at Arizona. WVIK Quad Cities weather. Today, mostly cloudy, high near 53. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 33. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny, high about 55. Next precipitation chance comes Thursday night and Friday. Coming up on Think, former President Donald Trump is facing a litany of legal troubles that are putting the legal system to the test. The Supreme Court's decision to weigh in on Trump's immunity claims and the upheaval that the justice system would see if a Trump conviction actually resulted in jail time. That's at noon today on Think on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara.